You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women who are pleased as punch to learn that you can reattach a head. On today's show, we have a fan-fucking-tastic after 1 trillion years. Enjoy! Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 236. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Carol, we got some news.
We got big, big news.
Hit it.
So, after an entire year. It has been exactly a year.
Okay.
Today.
No, sir.
Today is when I started my new position. After 1 whole year of not working together, the gang is back.
The band is back together, baby.
I hired Jennifer, and she is coming to work with me in mid-September, and it is the best thing ever,
ever. So excited.
It's going to be fantastic. And we have had people say, are you sure that's a good idea? And we are.
Yeah.
We are 100% sure.
And worst case scenario, what happens? I quit.
We both quit. Fuck it. Mm. It's really exciting. We're both really happy about it.
Yeah. So I think that in combination with a bunch of other things has lifted our spirits.
Yes. We've gotten a ton of messages from people just being really kind and giving us a lot of support. And we so appreciate it.
You guys are the best.
You're the best freaks ever.
I think we both have a collective shit list.
We sure fucking do. So this week, we got a little letter from Big B and Associates.
What's it called?
Big B.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Big Bean.
And they represent Pick Rights. And Pick Rights is a skank that has bots that travel around all of the interwebs and find copywritten material that you have stolen. And I will say that it is not right to steal copywritten material. At the same time, we make zero money.
We don't even ask for money.
And we are busy. And sometimes you see something and you're like, I'm going to yank that. Everyone does it. And I know that we shouldn't. I'm not trying to explain away. But at the same time, come on. This Pick Rights people, they go and they find every egregious potential thing. And then they supposedly they contact you. They just bypassed all that. Had their lawyers call us and say, you now have to pay us money or we're going to take you to court.
How much?
$1,200.
Yeah.
And here's...
For a fucking picture of a barn that has a Trump sign.
Yeah.
Which I could have taken that same fucking picture down the
you
road.
You could have. I could have photoshopped it onto your barn.
Yeah.
I mean, we have taken that down and we will not be doing that again. However, these people are skanks and scums and they do this hundreds of thousands of times and they hope that somebody's going to pay it. And some people do. Mm-hmm. And I've read a ton on Reddit, all these podcasts. And all of these people who run like blogs and like little websites that don't make any money and they're just like personal opinion or whatever. And they get dinged by these assholes and they pay because they're scared.
Right.
Because they go into all this detail about how they're going to take you to court and then you're going to have to pay like all their attorney's fees.
Yeah, and you're going to lose your house all this bullshit. Yeah.
So we did respond because we're not ignoring it. We're not that dumb. But we asked them to send us proof that they have a copyright certification.
And also that they had tried to contact us.
Exactly, because they tried to act like they'd been trying to contact us for so long, and now they have no choice but to sue us.
Mm.
This will either wind up not being a big deal, or we're going to need to start a legal fund.
So if any of you out there are copyright lawyers,
hit us up. We need some advice.
I have a feeling, because you wrote back to them last week. You asked for more proof.
Yes.
I think most people just write a friggin' check.
Probably. I mean, they include the whole credit card form right there. If we have to pay something, we have to pay something. But, like, don't just come at me out of the blue and say you're going to sue me.
Right.
Anyways, the saga continues. We'll keep you posted.
Carol, in the spirit of the...
The abbreviosphere?
The abbreviosphere.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We got a notable news.
How are we singing it in tonight?
I was thinking Air Supply, making love out of nothing at all.
That is a beauty.
Dude, back in the day, I think I might have been in 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah.
I thought that was the most beautiful song ever written.
Do you think maybe it still is?
Kind of do.
Let's try it.
I haven't heard it for a long time.
We know just how to Google, and we know just how to Bing. We know just where to find the news, and we know just how to sing,
kinda.
But we don't know how to wow you, and we know we're rather small, and we don't know how we do it, making news out of nothing at all.
Making news
out of nothing at all.
Making news
out of nothing at all.
Making news
out of nothing at all.
Dude, that was gorgeous.
Notable news. This one interested me because I think I might consider it for my burial. Well, you know, I'm always thinking about my burial. It dissolves your body in a bag.
Ew.
No, I know. Traditional burials cost a lot of money, and many places are starting to run out of grave sites. I actually, here's a little known fact about myself.
Yeah.
I have 5 grave sites that are unused.
Are you serious?
Yeah, right next door.
Oh, shit. And they belong to you?
Yeah, I own them.
All right.
But I think each site could have a ton of people in it if you're not a body in a casket and a vault.
That's accurate.
So, cremation is cheap, and burning a body can emit as much air pollution as driving 500 miles, yo.
What?
There are alternative solutions, like fungus-powered coffins.
Whoa.
And human composting, which we have talked about on this podcast. But there is a new method. Water cremation. The name cremation is misleading because there's no fire involved. Instead, the method wraps the body in a bag and dissolves the fleshy parts with a combination of chemicals, high heat, and pressure.
Huh.
It's kind of like throwing a body in lye in a pit in your backyard.
Okay.
The method is used already in various places, including several U.S. states. But now the residents of the U.K. are also about to get a chance to lay their dearly departed in a watery grave. So you're basically boiled in a bag.
Okay? Ew. But are you in like a vat of water? Like, what's happening? I imagined it as like you're at sea, but you're not.
No, the funeral home workers wrap your body in a typically woolen shroud.
Okay.
I don't even know why that's important.
Right.
And place it in a bio pouch made of cornstarch. The body is then loaded on a metal platform and inserted into a high-pressure steel chamber. 95% of the chamber is filled with water. The other 5% of the space has potassium or sodium hydroxide. Other words, lye.
Got it.
It's then time to crank up the heat. Temperature in the chamber rises to more than 300 degrees Fahrenheit, yet the water doesn't boil right away due to the high pressure. So it's sort of like when you boil beans in a pressure tank on your stove.
Okay.
The combo of water, lye, high heat, and pressure dissolves the body's tissues. Fast forward 4 hours, dude, and there's nothing left but bones, which have turned soft and brittle.
Where does the other stuff go? Into the water?
Well, no, it's still in the bag.
Ew.
It's all encompassed.
Just soup?
Yeah, it's basically body soup. To wrap up the process, the funeral home grinds the bones into an ash-like powder, places them in an urn. The loved ones of the deceased can then keep the urn, bury it, or scatter the powder like ashes.
And it's just your bones.
But what about the water?
Oh.
It has all your others.
Juices.
The family can decide to take the water and drink it.
Shut up.
I added that.
You totally would, though.
You're take the so water gross. And do with it what they wish. But if they don't claim it, it simply gets flushed down the drain. Yeah. It's just wastewater.
Wow.
The water only contains dissolved proteins, sugars, and salts.
Wow. I wonder if it's good for your garden.
How can it not be?
I don't know. Is salts good for your garden? I don't know. I'm not really a green thumb.
It goes on and on and on. But I'm just saying, like,
how much does that cost?
It doesn't say.
Oh, balls. I wonder if it's cheaper than the fiery death. How long does it take to cremate someone?
3 to 4 hours.
It's about the same. My question to you is, why is this a better option? Like, why would I choose a water cremation over a fire cremation?
I think it's because the carbon footprint of burning a body is there. So you're just talking about water, heat, and pressure.
Got it.
and then you can just throw that shit into a drain. Like, how big an urn was your dad's?
Well, it depends on if you're burying it in the ground. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, if you're burying it in the ground, it has to be this very different kind of, it's like a box urn.
Wait,
like
where's your dad now?
He's in Massachusetts.
Buried.
In the family plot, yeah.
Okay.
My grandma is on my mom's shelf, and that's just like a big vase.
So if it's just like the soft, brittle bones that they grind up,
that could be small.
Yeah.
Real small.
Just fucking throw it in the road. Seriously. Nobody's monitoring that.
No. No one else. No. My mom has my uncle Everett and my grandmother on her shelf. And when she goes, I'm going to have them.
Mm. Like, what do you do with it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's an unintentional consequence
yeah.
of cremation, which I am fully behind.
If you don't
behind.
Have a place to put those ashes.
Yeah. What are yeah. you going to do with
I
them?
I know. They just get handed down generation to generation. Somebody finally just like, I don't
so
know.
So why don't you just consider chucking them in your garden?
I don't know.
Nobody cares.
Well, I don't know. We have to have a conversation. Maybe I'll just mix them all together.
And make
have
a pancake.
One pan.
Have a big old fucking brunch.
That's so gross.
You know what we've told my father?
What?
Because there's nothing that man loves than mowing his lawn. Mm. Mm-hmm. And he will spend... I mean, I watched it last Saturday.
Yeah.
I watched my dad go over the same patch of fucking grass mowing. I'm not shitting you, 6 or 7 times. And what we have decided, we're going to taxidermy him, mm-hmm. put him on the John Deere.
Yeah.
On a track around
just
the
around
house.
Just around and around.
And just, I mean, that's where he's most happy. I'll go out and slap some moisturizer yeah. on him. I don't
whatever.
Even know. Whatever.
Whatever. I don't know. Maybe you missed it. I don't really know.
Hard saying. But yeah. we'll get some... experts in there? No, that man loves to mow.
I love that.
Next notable news. This one
is fucking nuts.
Doctors reattach 12-year-old boy's severed head.
Wow.
In hours-long surgery.
What?
People don't usually bounce back from decapitation, but this boy did.
Oh.
Suleiman Hassan, a 12-year-old boy from the West Bank of Israel. He was on a bike, and a traffic accident severed his skull from his spine.
Jesus Christ.
But his head didn't flop off, yo.
Oh.
It all happened internally.
What?
Yeah. You would think that this kind of injury would mark the end of Hassan's life.
Yeah, would, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But thanks to swift action from the first responders, surgeons were able to reattach Hassan's skull-to-spine connection.
What? All right. There was no outside wound?
No. So basically, the kid got hit.
Yeah.
Severed interior, yes. like inside him.
Okay.
His head from his spine. Somehow, people were able to know that that's what happened.
Uh-huh. I wonder if it was floppy, though.
It has to be floppy.
Like, real floppy.
Although, have you seen people pass out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just without their heads severed from their spines?
Yeah.
Their heads are super fucking floppy. Yeah.
I guess I've not noticed that part. No.
In fact, my grandmother, God bless her soul. So she was a fall asleeper that would have her, like, yeah. she didn't snore, but
just
like,
open.
Like that. And if you tried to move her, because she was a deep sleeper,
yeah.
head flopped all, you'd think she was dead.
Oh my God.
No, honest to God. The miraculous part of this surgery is that the boy reportedly has not suffered any significant permanent damage. His mental faculties remain the same, and he left the hospital walking.
Whoa.
With his own two legs. So I'm just going to show you a picture
yeah.
of this 12-year-old and his two surgeons.
Okay.
And tell me if you notice anything that nobody's reporting. His eyes are crossed.
They're super crossed.
Like, has no one noticed that?
Maybe they're like, well, that's small potatoes compared to the fact that his whole fucking head was severed.
I guess, but still.
Oh, no, he does not look right.
No, he does not look right. Fucking Damien, yo.
They're not just crossed. They're also looking up.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's weird. It's yeah. weird. This is an extremely rare injury.
Mm.
And the name for this condition is bilateral antlanto-occipital joint dislocation. Basically, it just means...
I don't get how you can just put that back together.
I don't understand.
Okay.
How long right. was he without oxygen?
Right.
It says there are only 16 cases of internal decapitation in children between 1983 and 2003.
There's only that many cases in children? children? Like, has this happens to adults as well?
I don't know.
It's terrible writing. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't know it happened to anyone ever and that you could actually survive.
Here's the worst part of this writing. Mm. Listen to this. You probably won't be surprised to learn that the survival rate of decapitation, internal or external, is low. According to one survey, 55% of people who suffer a similar injury don't make it through recovery. Wait, just pause. 55? So that means 45 do.
Right.
Your head is fucking severed from your body and you have a 45% chance of recovering?
I feel like nothing can hurt me now.
Right?
No, it's crazy.
I think we're underestimating the severity of this injury.
Or maybe we are overestimating the need for all of your stuff to be connected.
That our heads are connected? Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe you just need skin and it all just works out.
I don't understand.
Wow. Well, good for him. I'm glad he's okay.
Sure. I mean, we don't really know. Next up, we have a fan-fucking-tastic.
It's been so long.
It has been a long time. And somebody reminded us that it had been a long time.
Yeah.
And volunteered herself. Yes. So let's give Mia a call. Oh, gross. You are so attractive.
Sexy.
Okay. I love you.
Hello?
Oh, I love you too, baby. Is this Mia?
This is Mia, yes.
Hello, Mia.
Hi, Mia.
Welcome to Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yay. Hello, hello.
So I am Jen.
And I am Carol.
Hello, Jen. Hello, Carol. I'm Mia.
You sound very excited.
I'm so freaking excited.
So do you listen to the show?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's like my happy place. And I'm really grateful for it.
Thank you so much for listening to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, idiots. You make me laugh every time and think about things, and I really appreciate it.
Oh,
love it.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to go against Carol?
I'm kind of nervous, but yes, I am.
Don't be. I'm really idiotic. I don't have much going on.
I did not go into any specific subject.
Okay.
This is general
trivia.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm nervous. So how are we going to do this? Like, you're going to ask her and then...
Mia, how would you prefer to do this? Do you want to, if you have the answer, say your name?
I hate that.
I know.
I know, it's real messy. Really nervous.
I think you start with her because she's the guest. Yeah. If she gets it right, then we move on and then she gets to go again.
What are you, taking a drive?
I just got to drop my kids off.
Are you settled or are you still driving?
Yes. No, I'm ready now.
All right.
And I was thinking, are we able to steal? So it would be like, I answer a question and then like, if I miss, then can Carol steal?
Yes.
Do we do it that way? Okay, good, good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, Mia, you're up. This iconic landmark grows on average 6 inches taller during the summer.
What?
Oh my God, the Statue of Liberty?
No. Carol, would you like to
That's
steal?
A hard first question.
These are hard.
Okay, let me think.
You guys are smart chicks.
All right, it's something that grows. National landmark. I don't really know my landmarks. Is it a ball of twine?
No.
It's not a national landmark.
Would you like to steal?
No, I can't steal my own question, can I?
Or can I? You can, because she got it wrong.
Yep.
Oh, God, so I can guess again. Let me think. This national landmark. Old Faithful?
No.
Can you give us... No, I guess you can't give me
Well, I can give her a hint after you guess.
Okay. Is it the Redwood Forest?
No. Although, okay. This landmark is located in Paris.
Oh.
Old Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
What?
Yes, it does.
See, I was trying to think of organic. Why? Mm-hmm.
Because I said grows.
No, but why does it grow? Yeah.
Because the steel stretches out in the sun and the heat.
Oh, my Christ.
Oh, this is not your typical general trivia quiz.
Okay, well,
prepare.
1-0. Okay.
Carol, this part of the human body cannot heal itself.
What part of the fucking human body can heal itself? Everybody's dying of cancer. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking a question.
It's not the brain, I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to think of all the things in the body.
I mean, there's got to be like a dozen things in the body.
There's like a dozen things. Is it the eye?
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Mia, would you like to steal?
Yes. Teeth.
Yes.
Damn it.
Fuck. It is the teeth, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
2-0.
Teeth.
Mia.
Yes.
The average human ingests roughly 70 types of this during a lifetime.
70 types of this. Insects?
Yeah!
Oh, bam!
Yes! Insects. Also, gross. In addition to 70 types of insects, on average, 10 spiders.
Damn. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I'm just, again, reporting the news.
That's all I'm doing.
Carol.
Yes.
Bert and Ernie were named after characters in what movie?
Ooh.
Jesus. Is it, It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes. Do you know who the characters were?
No.
Bert was the policeman.
Okay, okay.
And Ernie was the taxi driver.
All right, all right.
Damn.
I did not know that.
But you guessed it.
Well, I guessed it because of the names, but I didn't know that they were actually ever named after anybody.
All right.
I have a measly 1 point.
1-3. Mia.
Yes.
This mammal can hold its breath for 40 minutes.
A whale.
No, but
oh, that's a good guess.
Good guess. No. Carol, would you like to steal?
I would. Is it a beaver?
You're beaver. No. Mia, up to you.
Yes. 40 minutes. Mm.
Longer than a dolphin.
Longer than a dolphin, but not a whale?
Mm. No, the animal itself is not longer than a dolphin. I'm just saying he can hold his breath longer than a dolphin.
I was right there with you, Mia. I was like, it's longer than a dolphin, but it's not a whale.
Retards.
Okay, okay, okay. An otter?
Nope, not an otter.
Damn it.
So, Carol,
yes.
You have one guess, and then I'll give another hint.
I feel that this is very much rigged toward the guest, but
well, no, it's whoever starts the question. That's why I just asked.
You already gave her a hint.
What was the hint?
It's longer than a dolphin.
Okay. All right, no, I'm just going to go for it. Are you ready? Platypus.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I feel like that might be close.
It has to be. Yeah.
So I don't give her another hint?
No, you can. I'm generous.
If Carol was an animal, this would be the animal she was.
Oh.
Oh. A sloth.
Yes!
You got it! Oh my God. No
you
way.
Got it.
That is hilarious.
I did not know that fact either.
Right?
I'm learning so much.
That's why we are categorized as educational first.
Okay. Can I get a score?
The current score is Mia has 4 and Carol has 1.
Okay. I gotta really step it up.
Carol, this is made for you.
Okay.
This fly girl / actress / singer inspired the creation of Google Images.
What? I'm so sorry. That was gross.
Think back on your fly girls, man.
There's so many fly girls.
No, Living Color? Come on.
I don't know.
You got no answer?
I got nothing. No, I've got nothing.
All right, Mia, would you like to steal?
I would.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jenny from the Block, Jennifer Lopez.
You are right, baby.
How did she start Google Images?
I know, I'm quite confused by that.
In 2000.
Yeah.
Supposedly, she wore some dress.
Oh, the green dress.
To the Grammys, yep. Which I never heard of this. And everybody was trying to see what it looked like.
Oh.
And Google was like, fuck my face. We need Google Images.
I didn't know that was what started it.
Yeah, that's what started it.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Mia.
Yes.
In the Philippines, McDonald's serves this as a main meal.
Okay, okay. Philippines. Baby pig.
Very apt answer, and yet it's not right. Mm. Carol.
Dang it.
Monkey.
You guys are going way too exotic.
Okay.
All right. Mia.
Okay, let me try. Let me think here. Plantains? Did they do plantains there?
That was going to be my next guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, they'd eat everything.
Well, then how are we supposed to guess?
No, so that's incorrect.
Chick nugs.
No.
Okay.
Chicky nuggies?
All right, you know what? I'm going to give a hint.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure if this hint is accurate, but I think it's, thank God it's Wednesday.
Oh, God. God, no, I don't know. Lumpia? I don't know.
Carol, do you want to steal?
Is it spaghetti?
You are correct.
Oh, damn. Yes.
They serve spaghetti.
Sounds good.
All right, it's currently
spaghetti
we have
day.
Yeah, that's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Mia has 5. Carol has 2.
Woohoo.
Smoking me.
Well, now some of my harder ones.
Oh, Jesus. They're harder?
Well, I thought. Okay.
You're good.
Yep, okay, Carol. This is the smallest country in the world.
Okay. Tasmania?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Mia?
I'm going to say Vatican City.
You are correct, bitch.
Oh, yeah,
it is. Wow. Dude, it's 120 times smaller than Manhattan.
Wow. Yeah.
It's wee small.
It's very, very tiny.
Good job.
Mia.
Yes.
What was the last letter added to the American alphabet or English alphabet or some whatever alphabet is? You know what I'm talking about.
The last letter
added. Jesus, Jenny.
I know. I'm going to say Q.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Carol?
All right. Is it V?
No.
Oh.
Mia, would you like to steal?
Yeah.
I mean, we have 26 of these we can go through.
I know, right? K.
No.
My aching twat. 22 fucking guesses later, if you can believe that horse shit.
No.
Uh-huh.
Carol.
J.
You are correct for Jenny B.
J.
When was it added, Jenny?
I don't know.
Oh.
But they used to use I.
Oh.
Okay. Carol. In Japan.
Oh, Jesus.
There are over 300 flavors of this popular American candy bar.
Kit Kat?
You shut right. How did you know that?
I just guessed. I don't have any reason to know that.
I actually looked online today to see what they were. I don't understand why they're making so many fucking Kit Kats. And they sound delicious. Yeah. Some of them. Not all of them.
No.
Did you know that, Mia?
I did. I saw a story on Sunday morning about it. And then also my kids love going to Asian grocery stores. And so we usually go and get the weird Kit Kat flavors.
So what's the weirdest that you've had?
Butthole?
Butthole was one. There was a melon. It was like cantaloupe.
Ooh.
It was kind of weird. It was surprisingly good.
And yeah, then, I think I like that.
Yeah, and then green tea. That one's a favorite. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, with
chocolate. That one's good. I'm usually so cheap because like a little bag is like $8. So I'm just get this one.
It's one thing I noticed today, because I was looking it up, you can buy a 35 assorted flavors.
Damn.
And online?
It, yeah, and deliver to your house.
That'd be fun.
I know we should do that.
Okay.
We could do a taste test.
Mm-hmm.
I do love myself a Kit Kat. Mia.
Yes.
These stone monoliths actually have bodies that are buried underground.
It's those head things on Easter Island. They start with an M, but I can't.
You are fucking right.
Good job.
Have you seen the video?
It's nuts.
Yeah, they're crazy.
It's so fucking
weird. What the hell?
What is happening?
Who can? Yeah. Some of them are 70 feet tall.
I don't understand.
Yeah. How'd they even dig that hole?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. They had like what? Stone tools?
Honest to God. Madness.
No.
All right. I only have 2 more questions, but I think the clear winner is me. Should we just keep going?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're looking at me like, what?
All right, here's what I think. If she doesn't get this one, then we do a winner takes all at the end.
Okay, sudden
if
victory.
If she does get this one, I will just let it be.
But it's your question.
Yeah, it's yours.
Oh, it's my question. Okay, let's go.
Okay, I just, knowing your grasp of geography.
Wow.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna do my best. Carol.
Jennifer.
Name the 6 countries wider than the moon.
That is,
which is 2,113 miles wide.
I don't fucking know.
Just come on. All right. Try it. I will give you a point for everyone guessed.
Russia.
Yes.
China.
Yes.
The United States.
Yes.
Canada.
Yes. Two more.
What other big ones are there?
Right?
That's a continent.
Yeah, that's not a country.
Africa!
Australia?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That seems so small.
You got one more, but she can steal it. But you have made up some ground.
Greenland?
No. Mia, would you like to guess the last country wider than the moon?
Yes. I'm going to say Brazil.
You are correct, ma'am.
Wow.
Wait, I got to do some math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Carol's got 9. Mia has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And it's hers.
Oh,
it's
God Mia's. Damn.
So are you going to do winner takes all?
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
God.
You ready?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Mia.
Yes.
What 4 states can you see from the top of Chicago's Willis Tower, formerly known as the Sears Tower?
4 states. Chicago. So Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana.
You are correct.
Well
done. I don't know the middle of the United States.
I just ignore it.
Yeah. It's who cares?
I don't know.
Who cares? Shit. Michigan?
Yes.
And what's that other thing?
The other one that's sort of like Michigan?
The upstairs one.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
You did it.
All right, we are tied.
It's oh my God. It's like a tie.
All right, so how do we do this?
Game
it's like sudden death.
Yeah.
Whoever, so you just scream out answers? Out.
Yes.
Okay.
Whoever gets this one wins.
Oh my God.
The match.
My heart's beating so fast.
I think I'm gonna pass out.
Last question, and I'm going to spell this.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh dear God.
A nurdle, NURDLE, is what?
It's not like a noodle, but just with a dumb accent. You got any nurdles?
Nope, it's spelled NURDLE.
It's not that stupid game you play.
Is it a very small pellet of plastic?
No. It is not.
Is it? It's not possible for us to just pull this out of the thin air. Can you give us a hint?
Okay, here's a hint. Some mornings I wake up and
there's a nurdle in your panties.
Sometimes. I go through my morning routine and there is such a nurdle left over on this bit of equipment that I use that I think, did I even do that last night?
Is it a pubic hair?
Toothpaste?
Yes!
Toothpaste!
A bunch of toothpaste on your toothbrush.
No way.
Holy.
That's a nurdle?
That is called a nurdle with a U. And I have often woken up in the morning and be like, I thought I brushed my teeth last night. But my toothbrush is sitting on the side of the
with
sink
a nurdle on it.
A full nurdle.
Yes. Full nurdle.
Mia has swept the
Well done. Good job.
Thank you. I really like having a lot of useless trivia in my head.
You're very welcome.
You did fantastically.
That was awesome.
Well done.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. That was so much fun.
I hope you had fun.
I did.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you for listening also.
Oh yeah.
I really, really adore this podcast. It really makes my week when you guys do it.
So, do you have friends in your area that might listen?
Oh, yeah. I tell everybody. I'm like, you should listen to this podcast.
Yay.
We'll send you some merch. Absolutely.
Okay. I do have one of the shirts with the spooge on it and the cassette tape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The spooge and cassette. Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, all right. Bye.
Okay. Have fun.
Thanks for playing. Bye.
Well, that was delightful.
That was so great. She's fantastic.
She is so fucking fun.
We got to get her out here to the East Coast and have God, a blast.
Party.
Party like old ladies.
No, I have a feeling that bitch can throw them down. I think that's it for the abbreviosphere. socials.
Please visit us on our socials at all of our socials. Also, visit us on our website at momswipesleft.com, where we are being sued. Call us on our telephone, 207-L-201. That's E-L-N's in the Spanish.
Thank you, freaks, for listening. We will see you next week. Goodbye.